everybody, and welcome to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shio.
And I'm your host, Bessa Shio.
And this is, of course, the place where we believe that every single couple out there has a chance to live a long, happy life together.
Oh yes, every marriage has a chance, and every couple has a chance to live happily with each other, but you gotta work at it.
Absolutely, that's right.
Oh yeah.
We're not saying it's easy, but we are definitely saying that it's worth it. Pesa and I have been together for 13 years, and we have 4 children, so we've definitely gone through plenty of ups and downs, but honestly, at this point, I would say that I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Me too.
I don't know if Pesa believes me.
Me too.
But
some days it doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, it might not feel like it every single day. But you guys, of course, can always find us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
You can like our Facebook page. The name of our Facebook page is actually called Grateful Marriage.
We've just gone through a change where we are moving away from living our best marriage, and now we are deciding that what we'll do is be grateful for the marriage that we have.
Yes, yes. We're kind of going through a little bit of a branding change, but I don't know if that was the smartest thing for me to do as we go through this transition to just suddenly change the name of our Facebook page. But anyway, you can find that at Grateful Marriage. The blog is still liveyourbestmarriage.com, but we will keep you guys posted when that transition is finished, though.
Yes. So. It's more, I don't know if it's a branding change or it's just a life philosophy change.
Yeah.
Live Your Best Marriage for a while came out to us was like we are striving to become something else that we are not. We are striving to living our best marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And it made so much sense. But now, for some reason, Whitney has started a new thing, which is giving thanks and being grateful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in a way, she's saying that she's not out there looking for a different marriage. She's grateful for the marriage that she has, and she's just appreciative of what she has, right? Did I get
right?
That right?
Yeah, it's totally right. When we first started Live Your Best Marriage, the implication was, well, why don't we just keep trying to make it as awesome as we possibly can? And there's nothing wrong with that. But I also liked using that name to mean that you're living your best marriage.
Yes.
Whatever works for you guys is, you know, whatever method you want to go about it, whatever techniques you want to use, whatever helps you run your household, then we're all for it.
Yes.
But the whole gratitude thing really just hit me suddenly. About a month ago, I was driving on a country road here in Kansas with our 3-year-old, and this huge semi truck came over into my lane towards me head on. And the only option I had was to drive off the road. And I was very, very fortunate because the ditch was not really, really steep. I was able to drive back out of it easily. And another driver even got out to make sure we were okay. But that incident really just made me see how precious life is and how quickly it can change. And so I've had this huge, huge attitude change, really. And I'm so thankful for even just being alive. So I really kind of took my philosophy back to basics, where instead of wishing for, you know, my husband to behave a certain way or wishing for him to communicate with me a certain way, I decided, you know what? I'm really just thankful that I even have a husband. I'm just thankful that I'm even sitting here talking right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the really huge, huge difference that I've had happen in my life recently. So I think that Grateful Marriage is going to be a really nice ministry for the two of us. And I mean, we've enjoyed doing this podcast and we've enjoyed having this blog over the last, it's almost been 3 years now.
So we are not quitting.
It's just, it's really just a name change. It's not like.
You're not quitting.
It's, there's really not that much of a difference. But
so it's just basically saying what you have is okay, and you should not just be constantly be looking out there for something else, which is like a better marriage. Like, you already have a better marriage if you just... You already have a great marriage if you can just open your eyes and realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's an as we had said earlier, but there's an implication of living your best marriage where some people might view it as what you have is not good, and what you have is not good, and you are always trying to search for a better one out, like a better marriage, a better version of your spouse, a better version of your family. But if you can just accept that what you have is great and you are working on it, does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that you and I have always talked about is the fact that when you're struggling with the spouse that you currently have, it's easy to start thinking that someone else out there would be a better fit for you.
Yes.
And we've always encouraged our listeners, and we've always encouraged our audience to stop and think about that and just really try to see that there really isn't a perfect match out there.
Yes.
There's really no such thing as a perfect marriage to begin with. So once we're able to pause and look at the big picture, we see that the spouse we already have can continue growing right along with us.
Yes.
We can all continue improving and getting better. And really, that is, I think, you're getting closer to your perfect match right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When the two of you start to make those changes and try to get better as you go along. I mean, it's like I said, there is never going to be any perfect couple ever.
No.
So that's something that we've, and Pesa and I were just talking earlier about the fact that the secret to success is that there's no secret.
Yes, there's no secret. Although, because we are in the marketing, we own a web design company and we do video and also SEO, and we are always we are watching webinars, and there's always products being pitched to us. And every guru or every new product that comes out, it always has a secret to, it's always this great thing that is a secret to success or secret to whatever. But after so many years, me and Whitney were talking, and we realized that actually, the secret is there is no secret.
Right.
If the quicker you get that there is no secret, you will actually quit really looking constantly for the next course or the next product or the next whatever, which is the secret that you've been missing.
Yeah, because everywhere you turn, there's always this amazing solution that is going to fix your diet or your exercise routine, or the perfect solution for making your child mind better.
Yes.
Or, I mean, just look around you. It's everywhere. There's always this product or this service or this secret that you don't know about yet.
Yes.
But once you find out, everything is going to be totally perfect from that point on.
Yes.
And, but yeah, just as you said, once you realize that there really isn't a perfect solution, that you can just end your search.
Just end your search and just live your life. And if you need a product, get the product, but you're not getting the product as something that will solve your life and like solve all your life problems, and it gonna reveal this greatness. I might be sounding very pessimistic, but
no, actually, I think it's very freeing.
Yes,
to know that you can stop searching.
Yes,
for the perfect answer.
Yes,
or for that one thing that you just can't seem to figure out
until you need something else.
right. There's a lot of freedom in just realizing that.
That there is no secret, that the secret to success is
that there's no secret.
There's no secret to success, yeah.
So that feeling, though, of, oh, well, you know, if I divorce this person and then go find someone new.
Yes.
That search does not, it's not always appealing either.
Although at that moment when you are in it, you feel like
feel like that's what you need to do.
Yes, the person who's your the person you're compatible with is not in your marriage. The person is.
It has to be somebody else.
Somebody else.
Right.
Yes, this perfect person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But honestly, once you come to that realization that no one is going to be a perfect puzzle piece match.
Yes.
That's just. I don't know. To me, because we've gone through our own fair share of issues.
Of excitement and
yeah, just thinking that, oh my gosh, I don't think we're compatible.
Oh, I've had that one before.
It's like, oh my goodness. But again, once
I don't know, where did I hear that from?
Once I finally just was like, okay, no. There's nothing wrong with our relationship. It's we can just keep working on it.
Yes.
So
yes, I've had that. We are not compatible, and
so needless to say,
I'm not trying to air our dirty.
Well, what's the point of having a podcast if you can't air your grievances? So yeah, needless to say, we.
You remember, I'm the one who edited. I'm going to be editing it anyway, so go ahead.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so what other tips do you think we can share in regards to that topic of, you know, there is no secret that you haven't found yet?
Yeah. I think it just goes back to what you had said earlier about grateful marriage, which is, you already have what you need.
Right.
And because of that, it's not so much about finding it outside of your marriage. The fact that you guys dated and the fact that you guys went through that whole dating and going on one knee and proposing and having a wedding and moving in and all that stuff. You know, guys, what I mean. And, like, the fact that you guys went all that means, like, there's some connection to begin with.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah, so what brought you together in the first place?
Yes. And if you can think about that there was a day that, and sometimes I always remind Whitney that there was a day that would be a dream come true when we were dating, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but as you're going on with life, you kind of forget that this is actually a dream come true.
And and I think that is because we take things for granted.
Yes.
So, which, okay, going back means no gratitude.
Yep.
Just something as simple as being thankful.
Being thankful for this. Although, because really looking back, you're like, oh my goodness, there was a day if we would have spent a whole day together, this would be like... a dream come true. Yes.
It's true. Yes. It's true. Because when we first started dating, I had just finished high school. So, like, being able to spend more than just a few hours, that would have been a dream come true. Because a typical date for us was, like, going out to a restaurant and then, oh, okay, that's it. I have a curfew, so I have to go back home. But now it's like, folks, we spend 24/7 together. We are at home with our kids. But honestly, just being thankful.
Yes, being thankful.
For
yes.
all these precious moments that we spend here with our family. I mean, it's
really. As you had said earlier, that it can be taken away very quickly in an instant. And anyway, it can be taken instantly. So appreciating what you have and actually living like you appreciate what you have. Mm-hmm. And somebody might say, so you mean that you are settling. What would you tell somebody when they say, you know what, that means this whole appreciating what I have is more like giving up and settling? What would you tell them?
I think the really interesting thing about feeling grateful is the fact that you don't think that you're settling. You are just that. You are grateful for what you have, and you're not wishing for anything more than that. And so I just think that's the irony in it.
You are not setting goals.
You can still set goals. You can still do all the things that you want to do. Mm-hmm. It's just that you will definitely have fewer conflicts in your life. If someone says the wrong thing to you, and in this case, if your husband or wife says the wrong thing to you, having gratitude puts you at ease. You're like, okay, you know what? It's actually not a big deal. I've had many of those experiences, especially since that day that I talked about when I was out driving. And honestly, things that used to be a problem suddenly were not a problem anymore, just because I'm just thankful that I'm even around. Okay. So it's honestly, it's something that you can get into the habit of doing. And we've actually even had a whole podcast about mindfulness. We've talked about just taking a few minutes each day to unwind, maybe after work or whatever works for you, to where you can just kind of chill out and think about things that you're thankful for, and also just have some quiet time with your spouse. And so, because throughout the busyness of a week, your mind just is like on overdrive. You're like, my goodness, you can't, it's hard to stop thinking about all the things that you have to do, all the things you're responsible for.
Yes.
So to be able to just take 5 minutes of an evening or morning, even just starting the day.
Yes.
Practicing mindfulness, honestly, it can really, really, it is very calming.
Very.
And so it is a habit that you can build over time. And you might not start thinking this way instantly, but I can honestly tell you that it has helped me so much.
So what has helped you? The mindfulness or
the
gratefulness?
I've kind of done both. I kind of just throughout, on and off throughout the day, I try to be mindful, and that is my way of showing gratitude. I just take a couple seconds and I'm like, oh, you know, I'll notice something cute that the kids are doing. And I'm one of those people who have always had a really difficult time calming down and not thinking about work, not thinking about business, not thinking about projects, not just enjoying life. That has always been a struggle for me. So recently,
I wouldn't have known that.
That's another episode. So the truth is I have always struggled. There have been times when I just could not think of anything other than business. And that's not fun. That is not pleasant, let me tell you. But now that I'm able to just chill out, you know, relax a little bit and enjoy the simple moments that happen throughout the day, I feel better. I'm happier. I'm more thankful. And I can definitely assure you that we have not had as many arguments recently.
let me speak for myself.
Yeah, he can give his own take on it. He can give his own opinion. But
again, that's for another episode, guys.
Another episode. But honestly, it is definitely something that I highly recommend for anybody. And a lot of people have different ways of going about it. Some people, they meditate. Some people pray. Some people have a devotional.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that what it's called?
Yes, that's what you call a devotional.
A devotional. There you go.
a devotional.
Which
sounds like something I want to start doing.
Some people, yeah. You know, they pull out their phone and they use the Bible app. Whatever works. And some people just go for a walk outside. That's one of my favorites. Just take a walk down the street. And so it, in regards to marriage, I totally say that this is something that helps, something that works.
So being grateful and being mindful and being excited and all that.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. We should definitely do another episode about mindfulness.
Yeah.
It's because it's so powerful. It's one of those things that we really underestimate.
And I actually know that a lot about mindfulness because I'm always told to mind.
Isn't he funny? So he is. It's true, he is. So but a lot of couples may not even be having any issues yes. with conflict or with, you know, needing to take time out of their day to just kind of
chill out
and relax. Yeah. But for anybody who is, I've been there, and I'm just happy. I'm a lot happier now. I even have this cute little thing on my phone that says I give thanks. And yeah. So
and guys, when I say that she is in a being grateful kick, I mean
that's my status now. I give thanks.
I mean, there's so many I give thanks in this house these days. It's like, but the good thing is with this giving thanks, I don't want to say it's a phase.
No, it's not a phase. It's not.
But you are able to get gratefulmarriage.com, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we were able to get the domain name that I really, really wanted.
Gratefulmarriage.com. So, and it was just there
Peso was like, wow, it was just waiting for us. So we're super excited about it.
Yeah. And it's crazy. It's crazy. I never knew being grateful can be this huge.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had like a month of Whitney being grateful for everything. And
yeah, because and honestly, like, I know the change that I've gone through, because before I was always interested in practicing mindfulness and yes. slowing down and being appreciative and telling people thank you, but I could still be quick to...
I know. Quick to... and when I say...
No, I could still... I would still...
Set boundaries, right?
Yes, I would still justify the need to... speak my mind or respond to something. I mean, it's honestly, this does not mean that I won't set boundaries or send an email that needs to be sent. It's not about that. It's just in general. It's mostly, what is my attitude like now? What is my outlook on life now? That's pretty much what it is. So. So anyways.
Wow. Folks, now that we are grateful and thankful what else are you willing to tell us? What else are you going to tell us? Because we are very mindful too.
Yes. Yes, we are. We are mindful. And we just wanted to let everybody know that we will have a video series coming up very, very soon. So definitely be on the lookout for that. We will be posting updates on Facebook as well as on the blog. So you'll have a chance to sign up for that. And it'll pretty much be a series about how do you view love? What is your definition of love? And just we'll kind of walk through what we see as the fundamentals of marriage. What does the Bible even say about it? And so I am really, really, really excited for that.
And you know, the funny thing is, before I met Whitney, just before Whitney really helped me understand this whole thing, I thought intimacy meant something else, one thing, but now, can you tell us what intimacy really means? Because I'm finding out, like, after Whitney defines intimacy to me, what I knew about intimacy is not really what it really means, right?
Right. So thank you, Pesa, for giving away some of the content in the series. It was meant to be a surprise. No, I'm just kidding. We will be going over the subject of intimacy. And as he just mentioned, he was under the impression that it's only something physical that would happen between a husband and wife.
Yes.
But true intimacy is when a husband and wife are able to connect with one another emotionally, and they are able to be open with one another to the point where they pretty much make themselves vulnerable.
Yes.
And really they accept each other for who they really are. So we will definitely be discussing intimacy in that upcoming series. And so I am just really stoked about it, because you'll get to see some of Pesa's videography skills and plus just learn a lot about marriage that maybe you've never heard before. And just kind of, I love watching videos that people make, because I'm always able to see.
I thought you love watching me.
I do. I love.
Okay.
I love your videos, or I love watching you. I really do love videos, because I'm always able to see from that person's perspective, from that person's point of view. And so I love learning new things, and I'm really, really excited about it. So stay tuned for that. And did you have any other updates for us?
I'm just excited and that we have, quote unquote, turned a corner. Now we are doing more. We are more grateful, and hopefully, so actually the business is getting better, right?
Mm-hmm. Our business, yes. Yes, our business is growing extremely fast. We are just very, very fortunate. I don't know if I don't know if we are just extremely talented, which I doubt if that's what it is. Or if our industry, if what we do is, if there's just such a big need for it that, you know, we're really, the business is really just blowing up, and we're so happy about it. And we love grateful. What we do. We are extremely grateful. And I definitely think that it's just that what we do has a really huge need. People are starting to appreciate how important it is to have online marketing as a part of their marketing plan. So anyway, thank you for that update, Pesa. Again, folks, we love having you in the audience. Please, please always reach out to us at any time. We love getting messages. And also, if you like our podcast, go ahead and give us a rating, and we will be back next week.
So yes, give us a rating and, iTunes, on Stitcher, SoundCloud, or whatever you're listening to the podcast. And for those who reached out to us asking us why we were not putting up podcast for the last 2 weeks we were not very regular. We had your concerns, and we are back on, and from next week we will be very...
Yeah, we've definitely missed a few episodes just because we were so swamped with work, but we are extremely thankful. There's that word again. We are thankful that we had quite a few of you reach out and ask why we haven't posted any recent episodes, but we will definitely get that back on track. And thank you guys so much.
And bye, and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles. No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99 ways to show love to your spouse.com.